The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, mainly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, some of which could produce heavy rain at times. High temperatures around 80 degrees. More showers tonight with lows around 70, and then occasional showers and storms on Wednesday with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny and warmer on Thursday. Isolated afternoon storms possible. High temperatures surging to the upper 80s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thank you, Travis. WCHV time is 807-434-964-1075, but we're going to visit with the member of the Virginia House of Delegates right now.
Oh, I can take another heartache, though you say you're my friend.
I drove through most of his district on Saturday on my way to the homestead. It wasn't, you know, I was thinking about, you know, how much your district mirrors Cree Deeds. You get almost all the way down there through Rockingham County on the way to the homestead. Delegate Steve Landis of the 25th. Good to hear from you, Steve. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing fine, Joe. Always good to be with one of my favorite radio professionals.
Who, John Peterson? No, I'm kidding. Steve is going to be here in Charlottesville holding a session today at the Kaplan Pavilion at the University of Virginia School of Law today, along with Dewey Cornell and a bunch of other folks regarding education and violence. And, you know, talk about what you guys are going to be talking about and trying to come up with today.
Well, Joe, this is the Student Behavior and Intervention Subcommittee of the Select Committee on School Safety that Speaker Cox created near the end of the regular session of the General Assembly. We're going to concentrate today on getting the subcommittee members up to speed on what's occurred related to student violence, related to behavioral health, threat assessments, and how that's approached not only by schools but the state's role in that. And then hope we'll have some ideas as we move forward coming out of this meeting for specific concrete proposals that we can move forward during the Select Committee's consideration of things that they want to move forward for the next General Assembly session. And we're going to concentrate on, I think, what is one of the root causes of a lot of where we see problems with students acting out violently, and that is behavioral health issues, whether it's bullying in school or whether it's suicidal thoughts or other behavioral issues. You know, we want to see where we can look at what we're doing in our schools and with the state and local governments, but what else we can do to make sure those kids are getting the services they need so they, one, are identified, and then, two, can get the services and their parents have the chance to, you know, really help them before they act out and hurt others.
You know, certainly we see some of these school violence incidents, and more of them seem to be coming through young people who have felt isolated and or ostracized by the community. But it's like a tightrope you're walking on. One side, you don't want to create a situation of scarlet lettering, and on the other side, you don't want to get into sort of, you know, almost a Munchausen by proxy, where, you know, parents are saying my kid has these issues to get attention. Whatever. I mean, and all of these things are real human psyches, and the human mind is such a variable thing. How do you create legislation that is flexible enough to be responsive to all the different things that could happen?
Well, I think, Joe, the first and foremost, the way I always approach it is let's see what services and what we have already out there. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's been mentioned is one of the things we've had in the past where school counselors or mental health professionals working in schools had the chance really to look at student behavior and issues. And then the teacher, the parent, other students had an opportunity to say, hey, you know, this kid might need some help. So we need to see what's going on from that standpoint. I think a lot of our schools are already doing that. One of the things I would like to see is how our schools are partnering with our local community services boards and mental health professionals that are there to help the community, and see what partnerships and what things we may be able to do. You know, a lot of what Senator Deeds and Delegate Bell have been doing related to, you know, looking at improvements in our mental health system may dovetail with what we're going to look at and what we need to do in our schools and our community. So first, I think we need to look at what we've got, where we can improve that. Then we need to look at, I think, other states, other ideas out there, and just see how they're approaching it and see if some of those things would fit in Virginia.
Well, and certainly I appreciate that part of it, because best practices, you know, where it's worked, but I you're right, Senator Deeds, especially, you know, it's obviously personal impact to him. Rob has always been at the forefront of this. I go back to some of my earliest interactions with any of you folks in the Virginia General Assembly. It was right after the Virginia Tech shooting, where it's, I guess my biggest concern is we already feel like teachers are being stretched too thin. Are you talking about, you know, trying to create sort of a part of the school board, or I guess it's an all ideas are on the table kind of thing, because I could see a teacher with 20 or 25 kids in the classroom thinking, I don't have the time to break away from teaching math just to figure out if this kid's troubled at home or just trying to get some attention.
No, I think what we want to do, we don't want to burden the teachers in the classroom anymore. I think they can help identify, and they know the kids on a day-in and day-out basis. So what we need them to do is refer or to have the school counselors or school mental health professionals that are either in the classroom or in the school, rather, or working with community service boards, make sure that they are meeting with the student, with the parents, and making sure that they know that their services, you know, the difficulty with a lot of the issues surrounding bullying is we don't hear about it until after, you know, something drastic has happened. So we also need to, I think, make sure that, you know, whether it's folks in the community, kids at school, you know, other professionals, staff in schools, when we see a problem, we need to make sure that, that's identified and that someone gets to the appropriate authority to try to deal with that before it escalates into, you know, violence against that individual, or you know, hurting themselves or others.
Well, I know it wouldn't be a surprise to you to hear that I was a victim of bullying when I was in middle school, mainly a little bit in elementary school as well. You know, and I always seemed to survive it because I knew, though I didn't have, you know, Walton's Mountain to come home to, but my family always, I always felt like that was my castle, my safe haven, and then I could go from there. So I could deal with the 6 hours of getting picked on by, you know, this kid or that kid, as long as I knew I could get home to a safe space. And I guess making sure that families know how to do that as well, you know, helps a kid build that inoculation, is a fair thing to say about it, Steve?
Well, you know, kids are, especially in middle and high school and even in elementary school, are in an emotional state where they're still learning, they're still figuring out who they are and what they want to do and all those things. And that's what schools are about, and that's what growing up is about. The problem is, I think, when kids feel like there's no help for them.
Right. Absolutely.
Whether their family or you know, the teachers or, you know, the school is not there and someone's not looking out for them. So that's what we need to do, is make sure that, you know, there's an environment where kids feel like, you know, if someone is bullying one, we can work with the other kids. You know, part of the problem with bullying is a lot of times the kids that are bullying have problems too.
That's why
they're acting out. Why they're trying to, you know, you bully the other kids, because it's a self-esteem issue.
Yeah, they're covering, they're
compensating. So we need to work with those kids as well as the kids that they're bullying, and make sure that, you know, they don't act out in a way that's inappropriate, and more importantly, respect each other.
Delegate Steve Landis, thank you. So it's 10 o'clock today at the Kaplan Pavilion at UVA Law School, and I appreciate you talking with us about it a little bit. It's volatile, but I think it's important as we go forth, and I appreciate you guys doing this, and talk to you again very soon.
Sounds good, Joe. Thanks again.
WCHV time, 8:14, Max Got Sports.